to share my report. And firstly, let me introduce myself. My name is Mahmoudov Rustam. I am a chief specialist of the Department of Innovation and Strategic Development of the State Agency of Intellectual Property and Innovation under the Cabinet of Ministers of the Kyrgyz Republic. Short name is Kyrgyz Patent. First of all, on behalf of Kyrgyz Republic, let me welcome the participants of the 7th session of the UNEA's Committee of Innovation, Competitiveness and Public Partnership. Today I would like to share with you some achievements and initiatives aimed at developing the innovation potential of our country, which was made since last 16th session. These achievements was made this year. Firstly, to note the important event in March this year, the signing of an agreement on the establishment of Bilim Bishkek Innovation Center. This center, located on the basis of Kyrgyz National University, and will become an important catalyst for the development of innovation. In the building of Innovation Center, it will be fully equipped. There will be design studio, mathematics studio, studio of natural sciences, technology studio, and studio for astronomy and aviation, as well as laboratory of experimental and practical technologies. As you already know, in 2022, with the assistance of UNIS, business incubators have been opened in more than 30 higher education institutions of Kyrgyz Republic, aimed at the development of the creative economy. At the same time, the United Nations SPECA program organized study tours for representatives of the established business incubators, and Kyrgyz Patent representatives also participated in these events, for which we express our great gratitude to UNIS. These study tours allowed to share useful knowledge at the local level. Thus, at the end of the 2023, local training for business incubators on the topic of capacity building of business incubators of higher education institutions of Kyrgyz Republic was conducted by Kyrgyz Patent together with Accelerate Prosperity Foundation in Kyrgyzstan. The purpose of the training was to master the principles of building effective counseling and cultivation of residents of business incubators, startups, and development of partnership of business incubators and work with investors. In April 2023, in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, a national forum in intellectual property and innovation for the development of the country together towards a successful future was held, which brought together representatives of local public administrations and local self-governments. I would say that more than 500 representatives of the state and local authorities, investors, and representatives of the scientific community took part in the forum. On May 30, the Innovation Center of Kyrgyz Patent, in cooperation with the Commercial Law Development Program, CLDP of United States Department of Commerce, hosted the opening of the Technology Transfer Office. In order to develop and support small and medium-sized business in the Kyrgyz Republic, the project for 40 districts, 40 initiatives, continuous implementation within the framework of which grants are allocated for the implementation of startup projects for the region of Kyrgyzstan. In addition, it should be noted that work is underway in the Kyrgyz Republic to prepare a regulatory and legal framework for attracting investments. An interdepartmental working group has developed the draft of the law on venture finance capital financing. and it's now under the consideration by the cabinet ministers of Kyrgyz Republic. Also, on behalf of the Kyrgyz Republic, I would like to express my sincere gratitude to the United Nations Speaker Program for its significant contribution to the development of the of our national innovation ecosystem, as well as its support for small and medium-sized enterprises. The joint efforts and initiatives undertaken under the UN's Speaker Program play a key role in creating a favorable environment for the development of startups, innovative projects, and entrepreneurial initiatives in our country. We highly appreciate educational events support of business incubators that facilitate exchange of experience and transfer of knowledge. We look forward to further productive cooperation with UN SPECA. And finally, I would like to add that from June 26 to 28, Bishkek will host the sub-regional workshop on innovation and technology for sustainable development with a focus on digital public services for small and medium enterprises under the ISCAP. And Central Asia and the fifth session of the SPECA Working Group on Innovation and Technology for Sustainable Development. Thank you for your attention, and I wish everyone productive discussions and constructive work in session.